The union representing more than 250 frontline service workers at Community Living Algoma is calling on the employer to end the practice of forced overtime. CUPE 1880 released a statement on Tuesday, signed by roughly 70% of its members, calling for an end to the unfair and unsafe practice of leaving workers stuck on shift. The letter claims that nearly 75% of CLA's membership have been forced to work overtime in recent months, while some have had to stay multiple times a week for up to 16 hours. In response to CUPE's statement, CLA Executive Director John Policicchio says his board holds a very strong position against forced overtime and admits the issue has had a particular impact on areas that provide 24-hour support. Circumstances sometimes present themselves that result in an employee having to stay a significant number of hours, he told Sue Today. In November, for example, there was evidence that COVID was present again amongst our support locations, and some employees ended up with COVID. When these unexpected things happen, it's pretty difficult to have sufficient staffing. Ideally, we want to work at this collaboratively, he added. But the challenge is really on the employer to start discovering solutions. The challenge isn't staffing shortages, it's because of unexpected things that arise that we can't plan for or respond to. According to Tuesday's release from CUPE, members feel worried they will be forced to stay at work during the holidays. The union is calling on CLA's board of directors to reach a fair contract and ensure that no worker misses time with their families because of a management-created workforce crisis. We go in for a 10-hour workday, but if there's no one there to relieve us, we can't just go home, said one member quoted in CUPE's statement. We're responsible for the safety of the people in our care. So, we stay. We have kids or dependents who need care. We have lives. But management has created a staffing shortage that makes us sacrifice our lives and well-being. Policicchio says his team has been having regular conversations about avoiding that situation from playing out over the next couple of weeks. We are equally concerned about this, he said. We're going to do our best to minimize the impact to our staff. We're not envisioning a crisis come the holidays, unless something unexpected arises, which is why forced overtime occurs. CUPE 1880 membership alleges that workers are responsible for around-the-clock support at roughly 30 locations, which they suggest was not met with an investment in staff. CLA's executive director responded by saying he is fully open to the idea of hiring more full-time staff. At a senior management level, based on the data we see, we believe in the idea of posting more full-time positions, he said. We plan to do so once we have a discussion with CUPE. This isn't about being cheap. I want forced overtime eradicated from our workforce. Policicchio told Sue Today that negotiations on the issue began last September and will continue into the new year. CLA and CUPE 1880 have had a long-standing, positive working relationship, he said. That's our intent as we continue to move into the future, both for the betterment of working conditions for our employees and wages, but also for the organization to be able to reach that plateau of inclusion and citizenship for all the people we support.